It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Eric Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, "Oh man, we gotta figure this out."
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. It's Monday. It's 7:25. We're always joined by your legend linebacker, number one in your hearts on the defensive side, Derek Johnson, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member owner, open to all, invested in you, and Sheet Metal Workers Local number two.
DJ, I got a weird question to start off today with, because Dusty and I were talking about like what we're going to do today. What's an athlete do on a day like today where you have a game later on? Like, how do you kill time getting to kickoff or first pitch today?
I hate it. I freaking hate it. I got deja vu all over me, reminding me just being an NFL player, you're a ball player. So you want to, whenever you have a chance, you want to get out there on the field, especially on game day, and just waiting around, being able, trying to be patient, trying to, look over your notes, and just at the end of the day, you're just ready to go out there and start swinging and go for it. But today's just going to be a long, drawn out day. But when it's kickoff, they'll be ready.
So if you're inside that Chiefs locker room, do you have the Royals game running that starts at 6:30 to find out kind of what they're doing and get your mind off it that way? Or is it strictly just football business?
Oh, it depends on who you are. I would have to, I would probably put the Royals game on a little bit. That would definitely help me just to clear my mind. Because when I get out there on the field, I'm all about ball. There won't be any distractions or whatnot. But it depends on who you are.
Yeah, and you were here obviously in 14 and 15 when the Royals went on that run, and having that synergy of the city is great with both teams doing well.
We love it. We really love it. If there's no jealousy or anything, just trying to figure out, who's better or what, it's really a team atmosphere. Like, we go for them just like they go for us, and being able to go to those games during that era, it was awesome. I still can't remember taking my kids, wife, and just enjoying the moment, and just being a Royals fan. That's pretty cool.
When you watch Derek Carr play football today, do you think that he's kind of found a step in New Orleans, or is he going to show up at Arrowhead tonight and do what he always does in Arrowhead, and that's, not show up?
I was thinking about that the other day. He has found a place for him. I have a lot of respect for Derek Carr. I've seen a lot of Derek Carr, and until proven otherwise, man, you affect Derek Carr by putting hands on him, being able to push him around a little bit, get him uncomfortable in the pocket, and we have plenty of rushers that can do that. And I think it's the same old Derek. I really do. Especially, I think he's going to come to Arrowhead and say, okay, the deja vu again.
What is it like? Kind of explain the psyche. Like, we were talking about Aaron Judge earlier. He stinks in the playoffs. Derek Carr stinks here at Arrowhead. like how big of a mindset is it? Like, how do players try to overcome that kind of mindset where they go into a place and they know they're no good?
Yeah, good question.
Thank you.
We as players, sometimes we don't, we take for granted that mindset. A lot of us have that mindset and that strong to overcome certain things, especially when things don't go your way or doesn't favor you. It kind of, for your psyche, it hurts your psyche. And for Derek Carr, being at Arrowhead.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hurts his psyche. I just know that. And obviously he's going to try to get going early. He's a veteran quarterback. So I'm sure he has some things that's going to help him. But at the end of the day, he's had a lot of bad moments in Arrowhead. And I don't think it's changing, honestly.
No, I don't either. Now let's look from an offensive standpoint too, for the Chiefs. Losing our number one receiver in Rashee Rice hurts big time. I look at it as an opportunity for others to step up. How do you look at it?
Yes, you have to. And I think the Chiefs do the best job. It's just adjusting on the fly. Even the most inconvenient year was 2020, and we won the Super Bowl. So we know how to handle adversity, and especially Andy Reid and what he brings to the table. Now, will it be hard? Will we have to figure it out? We will. Will we have to lean on defense a little bit more? That's fine. We know we can do that. So there's no panic or anything. Maybe a little concern on, you know, how we're going to figure this thing out. But that's what we get paid for. You know, if you can only coach the players that start out the season and you got this perfect roster and if nothing adjusts, you can coach your butt off. But if you can't, coach somebody that, you know, that's a second, third string, then, you know, you gotta earn your keep. So we're going to earn our money this year.
You know, it's you mentioned Andy with adversity, right? And everybody always talks about how he's great at handling all this kind of stuff and whatnot. What makes him good at that? What does he do to handle these situations?
Well, just knowing Andy gives you a self-confidence that you didn't even know you have, you didn't know you had, just because he's a coach that believes in you. Yeah, he talks to you a certain way. He gives you that confidence, so you're very prepared when you get out on the field. When a player's prepared, he can really go out there and do his best, right? Coach always talks about let your personality show regardless of who's out there. And you talk about preparation and talk about a good plan and just talk about an offensive guru. What better situation for a coach, for an older coach, to just hone this team in, especially, you know, losing that number one receiver, just figuring it out. And over the years, I mean, every year we have something come up like this or something that's inconvenient or doesn't favor us, and we just kind of overcome it each year. And this year will not be any different.
Derek Carr's overall record against the Chiefs, DJ, is 3-14. He's 1-8 at Arrowhead, just for reference. Also, does he spell his name wrong?
He definitely spells his name wrong.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Yeah. I don't know if he was, because it's either RR or EK. And I think, like, spell your name with the, you know, the two R's a little bit better of a Derek.
Yeah, I know. You know, he's a Raider. You know, Raiders
I was going to say, in this game, in all seriousness, when you watch how this defense does its thing, it seems that the Chiefs kind of, and maybe I'm just like watching from a fan base, obviously I don't know how the game works, but like the bend don't break thing like that Bob Sutton does, like the other team always seems to kind of march down the field, their first 15 scripted, and then it's like we never see them again. And we were just talking about the Miami game last year in the playoffs, as Bob was like, oh yeah, that game made me nervous. Like, The Miami Dolphins scored 7 points, and then they never scored again in the playoffs. And then we watched this game last week that the Chiefs played. It was like, ah, here we go again. Is there something into that to kind of like, maybe as a poker player sits down at the table, I want to see if this guy will show me his tell. And then once you figure it out, like Spags kind of just dials in on you.
Yeah, he does. Spags has done a great job since he's been here at the Chiefs, and just being able to adjust on the fly. That's what it's in-game adjustments are big time in the NFL. Like that 10 to 15 play script that you come out with. When I was playing, if a team couldn't score, if a team couldn't move the ball on the first possession, I'm thinking in my head, oh, we're about to clobber you guys. That's not the intel. Don't get me wrong. If they do score, mm-hmm. you get on the sideline, you say, hey, guys, they're doing this, this, and this. And then the second and third series really allows you to say, all right, can this team move the ball on us? You know, who's coaching their butts off? You know, what players has figured some things out? And Chiefs, for some reason, second, third series, after the first one, they're pretty darn good.
It seems like this is clearly becoming more of a defensive league than it has been in the last 10 years. And Brett Veach was seemingly ahead of that curve, as he is with everything, DJ. Like 2 years ago, they started drafting first-round players on the defensive side of the football and continue to load up talent there. Did Brett Veach see this coming, or are we just, like, you know, lucky that we have all these good defensive football players and now what is a defensive era?
Man, a little bit of everything. You got to give your hats off to a young GM like Veach. Just being able to have so much success. It's one thing to have success, but when you have it consistently like he's having, he's doing something right. And he's operating at a very, very high level. So it's kind of cool to see. And, I mean, you have Pat Mahomes on one, you know, on the offense side. Don't get me wrong, I can name a few other guys on the offense side, but to actually load up on the defensive side, that's, I think, is genius. Mm-hmm. And you got to get people to get after the quarterback, because you have a guy like Pat Mahomes that's going to score and just going to be efficient when it comes to offensive side of the ball. So people are going to throw on us, so we have to affect the quarterback. How do you affect the quarterback? You get really, really tough DBs, and you get some guys that can get after the quarterback.
So what you're saying is sometimes your best defensive player can be your offensive player.
Absolutely. Okay.
That's right. I listen to you. Hey, last one real quick. What do you like from Leo Chenal this year, who I think is the unsung hero of this Kansas City defense?
His ability to be tough, strong, stop the run. You know, that's what when I think of Leo Chenal, that's what I think of. And then you say, oh, he can pass rush. Oh, mm-hmm. you put him, you know, on the line. He's dropping back. I'm like, oh, he can play all the linebacker positions. You need that in the NFL. You really, really do. I've played 14 years, and you see a couple guys. Not a lot of people can do that. He can play inside or outside. And to have that kind of that Swiss Army knife helps us when it comes to depth and having quality linebackers on the football field that you can move around. So that's so true. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, DJ, enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the Chiefs game tonight. And
I'll be down there today. So I'll see y'all.
All right, there we go. Hey, well, enjoy it, and don't try to get too many goosebumps when you hear that crowd start getting up to that 143 again.
I'm gonna get goosebumps.
Oh, I believe it.
Sure.
All right, man. We'll take care. We'll talk to you next Monday.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.